Dear Cheap Astronomy, how will we get back to the moon? Continuing last week's theme of the planned return to the moon in 2024, the actual mission that will do it is Artemis 3. The component architecture of Artemis 3 has a crew of possibly four in the Orion spacecraft, which will be launched atop the Space Launch System, or SLS. The Orion crew capsule will play a similar role to the Apollo Command Module, so it will need to be joined up to a service module, which is now the European Service Module, a modification of the European Space Agency's Automated Transfer Vehicle, or ATV, which has a main engine and also fuel for that engine, and it will use solar panels for electrical power rather than trouble-prone hydrogen-oxygen fuel cells. Think Apollo 13. The European Service Module will fly the Orion crew capsule to the moon and back again before being uncoupled just prior to the crew capsule re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. And what about an equivalent to the Apollo Lunar Module, you ask? The plan was always to have that, currently referred to as the Human Landing System, HLS, waiting in lunar orbit for the Orion to arrive. Initially, the Orion was to dock with the Lunar Gateway, and the two members of the crew destined for the lunar landing, one almost certainly being female, would transfer over to the HLS Lunar Lander, which had already been autonomously flown to lunar orbit and docked with the Gateway. Now, with the Gateway out of the equation, the plan remains that we'll autonomously fly the HLS to lunar orbit, and the Orion will just dock with it directly. As we said in the last episode, Artemis does still mostly look like a space mission on paper. And the way you do space missions on paper is all about the physics. So you look at your various mission components and calculate if their capabilities are sufficient for your payload, which in this case is largely the crew and their life support requirements. As much as Cheap Astronomy's research department has been able to gather, the physics won't allow us to fly the HLS Lunar Lander all the way from Earth, along with the Orion and its European Service Module. Both the Orion and the HLS Lunar Lander are substantially bigger than their Apollo equivalents. So it's just too much mass to fly all the way to the moon on the one engine, given the current technology we have available to us. Anyway, it's good to know there is a plan, and it all sounds feasible on paper. But landing on the moon in 2024? That is, to say the least, ambitious. Consider the mission timetables. Artemis 1 is scheduled for launch in April 2021, which is, you know, next year, and on what may be the maiden flight of the SLS rocket. Artemis 1 will fly an uncrewed Orion to the moon, do an orbital insertion and a few lunar orbits before returning the empty Orion capsule to Earth. Artemis 2 will launch in late 2022 to fly a crew around the moon, although it will just follow a figure eight trajectory around the back of the moon and then straight back again, so it won't actually go into a lunar orbit. Then Artemis 3 is the real deal, flying a crew of probably four into lunar orbit, two of whom will then transfer to the HLS Lunar Lander and land, to stay for maybe a week somewhere near the South Pole so they can sample some of those permanently shadowed craters for water. So, ambitious? Yeah. Perhaps the most immediate issue is that the SLS rocket remains trouble-prone and yet to do any kind of proper test launch, let alone launch Artemis 1 next year. Various armchair commentators suggest we should switch to SpaceX's Falcon Heavy, which does have proven launch capability. That's not out of the question, but the Falcon's lift capability is about 64 metric tons versus the SLS's 70 metric tons, and every rocket has different dimensions and different performance parameters, so you'd have to reconfigure the whole payload and how it's loaded onto the rocket, so you'd lose a year or two anyway just working all that out. Less problematic is the Orion capsule, where a prototype was successfully test flown way back in 2014, and presuming the European service module is just a slight modification of the existing ATV, then that's already proven hardware. At this time, the HLS Lunar Lander is not much more than an idea on paper, but we do still have until 2024 before it's needed. So, will we get back to the moon? Absolutely. Will we get back there in 2024? Well,